Welcome, everybody. This is Chip Ridge, and I'm here for episode 3 of the podcast. I know everybody's been waiting for with bated breath after those first two episodes. Real knockout. Well, we continue our superstar lineup. We've got Sonia Cunningham. She is coming from the great state of Texas, and we're super excited to have her on the podcast. This is, I believe, our first Texas native on the show. And as we know, everything's big in Texas, and they're going to rule the world one day. And so we're excited to hear what's going on in Texas and all the things in blockchain and real estate. So we'll just dive right in and start with, if you want to go ahead and talk a little bit about yourself, give a little bit of your background, and then we'll start going through the questions.
Sure. Thanks, Chip. Yeah. So my name's Sonia Cunningham. I'm with Cooper Sotheby's Realty here in Austin, Texas. I have been a real estate broker for over 19 years, and I kind of focus on luxury with Sotheby's, but you know, I kind of do everything as my clients take me and all that good stuff. But I love Austin. I'm a native to Austin. I'm one of the very few you'll find that was born and raised here. So that's kind of cool. And through all my years, I've kind of lived everywhere throughout town. So I just love the mix of our community and what it, and all the different things it has to offer. As far as crypto goes, though, and blockchain, in about 2018, I kind of discovered crypto and got real excited by Bitcoin and all these altcoins. And I started looking at it, and I was, you know, I guess the terminology, as they say, is you go down the rabbit hole, right? And I started investing, and then you know, as I learned more and more, I realized that the technology was really what I think is going to be revolutionary. I think it's going to touch pretty much every industry by the time it's done. It's kind of the internet of our age. So I got really excited about that, and I kind of figured out where it intersects with real estate. And so I've kind of jumped right in, and now I am a crypto certified agent, and I specialize in helping people not only buy properties with crypto, but I am now part of the Texas Blockchain Council. I am the co-chair of the Real Estate and Tokenization Committee there. And we're working on bringing blockchain to real estate and seeing how we can improve the process, reduce friction, and bring some of the amazing characteristics that blockchain has, like immutability and security and efficiency, to help the process along and make it better for everybody, all the consumers out there.
That's really powerful stuff. And when you and I first started chatting, you know, it's been interesting because most of my time and efforts, I'm seated here in Kentucky, but spend a lot of time down in Florida, specifically in the Tampa area, as well as the Miami area. And there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of engagement. There's a lot of meetings. It seems like everywhere you go, crypto, blockchain, Bitcoin, what have you, is top of mind. And when I started to talk to you, it sounds like Texas is taking very much the same type of approach in embracing the technology and also embracing the business use case that's available. And then as you drill down, really going into real estate. So I wanted, if we could, explore a little bit more about some of these real estate opportunities that you've started to see that are actually really coming to market. I mean, there's a lot of discussion around, oh, we could do this with it, we could do that with it. And, you know, and that's great. And I think those conversations are healthy. But in the business, sitting in a business and being in the title, I'm like, okay, I want to use this. I want to actually do things with it. And I want to, you know, monetize it in some regard. So if you don't mind, share a couple of the projects that you've been working with.
Okay. Yeah. Happy to do it. Funny story though, Chip. I was actually in Miami last week for a crypto blockchain real estate summit. It was the first of its kind, you know, kind of industry leaders from around the nation. We all got together and brainstormed. It was pretty cool. Miami definitely has a lot going for it there. It was really fun to be there. But Austin and Texas at large, we have a really strong blockchain presence as well. And we have a government that's really supportive of it, which I think is a critical piece of this. But as far as like the intersections between real estate and blockchain, I mean, I think the easiest one to understand, and I think the first to market is going to be cryptocurrency. You know, a lot of people have made a ton of money off of their crypto investments, and they kind of want to diversify. So one of the things they're doing is buying real estate with it. For the most part, they don't really want to trade in their cryptocurrency because they believe it's going to go up over time, and or there could be some sort of tax implications of it. So what we're starting to see, and I think this has been a really amazing thing, is financial products that collateralize crypto. They allow people to hold their cryptocurrency assets and use it as leverage to buy real property. We're seeing more and more products for that, and it's been really exciting to see. So that's something I specialize in that I love helping buyers with. I think that's kind of a win-win. We're also seeing just straight crypto, crypto purchases, which is more and more common. In fact, Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager, he just sold a house here in Austin for $18.5 million equivalent of in Bitcoin. So there's some really major transactions happening. Yeah. And there's some nuances to it, Chip. I know you know that specifically with title, because as a means of settlement, it's not widely accepted. And so it's good to work with people and professionals who know how to handle it, have products for it, and look forward to partnering with you on that. So that's a big one. We're also starting to see houses being sold as NFTs. I don't know if you've heard about this, but a company called Proppy has already done one of those in the Tampa Bay area. And they just released today, they're going to be selling another one here in the United States, in Tampa, actually, as well. And so this is really unique, because what it does is now we establish ownership on the blockchain. And that's really cool right now. But in the future, what it's going to allow people to do is potentially tokenize the ownership or fractionalize the ownership of it. So if they want to, then they can start selling off smaller shares of it. And this is going to create greater liquidity for real estate in general. So, you know, it's largely known that owning real estate is a great path to financial freedom and wealth. It's largely been hard to get into for several reasons. One, because who's got 20% down to buy an investment property, right? It's a very high barrier of entry. It's also just been historically a liquid asset in the sense that it's really hard to get in and out of. So it's kind of kept everyday average people out of it, which I think tokenization is going to be able to solve. And so this is just the first step. So imagine if you can buy a fraction of a property for $100 in the middle of Times Square and benefit from the appreciation of that over time, and also the rental income and everything like that. So all of a sudden, if everybody can invest in real estate, then I mean, we've got a whole different picture here. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with what Proppy's been able to accomplish, especially over the last 12 months with the NFT project, with the real estate certification program, and just their ability to bring so much engagement and energy around the space. Because I think we're still early in the adoption period, so a lot of what we do is education. And sometimes you almost feel like going to a revival or something, and it's everybody, yeah, let's. There's part of you that's like, okay, are we the only people in the universe that are saying this? But you know what I've seen with what Proppy's been able to do, and specifically them having the event in Miami and getting Tom Ferry involved, who's obviously got a very good audience and a very engaged audience. It's just going to help us all as we try to propagate and we try to really energize some of these opportunities. Talking about tokenization, you'd also shared with me, and I'd like to explore a little bit on the commercial side. I just actually did a talk with some local commercial agents about, you know, the power of tokenization, and you touched on a lot of the great aspects of it. You know, to me, it's all about sort of value discovery. And if you're able to create better value discovery, and then you add on to it that on-ramp and off-ramp that's, you know, fairly frictionless with low barriers to entry, you can take, you know, what maybe at one time, and I'll just use round numbers, was worth $1,000. And if you can create 10, 15% of additional value to that through these enhancements, think about that as you blow that up, you know, to 100,000, to a million, to, you know, 10 million, the numbers get pretty powerful. So I think you hit on a lot of great points regarding the fractional ownership opportunities. So talk about some of the commercial projects that are going on in Texas. I think they're really exciting.
Sure. Yeah. One of the big companies that I think is making waves from Texas is called Red Swan and Vertalo. Those are the two top ones. I mean, they're kind of paving the way for everybody else, in my opinion. So specifically, Vertalo they have a suite of offerings, but one of them is digitizing real estate and bringing in a compliant way. So that's the hard part here, right? Once the challenge we're having between, great, we've made real estate and, you know, a piece of property in NFT, and we want to open it up to everyday investors. So what happens is it has to be registered as a security. And then that gets tricky, right? And so you may not be able to sell to anybody but accredited investors, and it just, this whole thing. Vertalo is actually bringing it on board in a compliant way where we can then sell to secondary markets to non-accredited investors in some cases. Let me just say that. And so I think that is bridging the gap right there. Red Swan has its own marketplace itself, and they're doing couple of different things there. They're doing the funding side of commercial properties, which I think is a unique opportunity here too. More or less crowdsourcing projects and funding projects and being able to get these off the ground a little bit quicker. That solves a couple of problems. Not only can we get more product to the market, which is a huge thing that we need right now, it will hopefully help affordability over time and just have big ripples. So that's good. And then Red Swan is also selling actual properties. So you can have, tokenized interest in an apartment complex in Houston that's by a university or whatever. So they're already doing that, and they just closed a major funding round. So I think they're going to be bringing this further to market as well.
That's good stuff. And one of the things that I share as we sort of talk about, where this is headed and some of the opportunities is, you hit it on the head, these early people that are really paving the way. What I see and hope and anticipate is, as this builds momentum and as we hit a tipping point of people really accepting and actually investing and feeling comfortable, I mean, that's part of it. I think it's all about the utility. We can map it out and it all feels good and makes a lot of sense. I mean, all the points we just talked about, I don't think anybody's going to challenge you that, it's bad to have more people have access to the real estate investment world. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest, when they talk about, equity balance sheet opportunities, it starts with real estate. So if we can open that up and create access points even to people that maybe in the past, didn't have the funds to do it, that's a great thing. I think the biggest trick now will be enhancing the experience so that it is very easy, vis-a-vis. I mean, one of the things that you could say, like Coinbase or not, and I know there's a lot of people that don't necessarily, that have these strong feelings that Coinbase is too centralized and this, that, and the other. However, what they have done is they've created a very intuitive way to get into the crypto market. And so I think tokenization, we're going to start to see more of that, and we're going to see where people feel very comfortable with, okay, yeah, I can go here, I can learn about this, I can, here's all the information, they're selling it for this. So yeah, I will invest. And that's going to be a real positive next step in the marketplace.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I think that would be something like a watershed moment, to be honest, when we get there. I envision it, I wonder if it's going to be maybe more like a Robin Hood, in the sense that it's an asset that's held within your portfolio all in one place. That would be a pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you really look at where NFTs have probably had the most success, is probably more in the vein of your thought process, like the OpenSea type, where it's essentially you've got a gallery of your tokens or what have you, and they represent certain amounts of value, and you can click in there and see, okay, today this token, traded. But the key is, and this is where I think it really is, I've shared with the people that I've spoken to, once the momentum picks up and you get a lot more adoption and you get a lot more fluid movement, that's going to enhance the value piece of it. And that's really where you're going to see the momentum spur up, because, right now all these groups are doing some really great work, but full disclosure, there's just not a lot of people trading it. It's really as early adopters, and they're the ones, and they see real value in it, and they're getting comfortable with it. But that's exciting. Well, let's pivot a little bit and talk about you touched on it briefly when in your opening about the being part of the Texas Blockchain Association and what you all are doing. I had Sam Arms on here earlier with Florida, and they're doing some really great things in the legislative side. And he sort of walked us through the process, which was, I thought, very helpful and enlightening. Talk about some of the things we're doing in Texas at that level, because that's the key element right now. If everybody's scared because they're worried that the heavy hand of regulation is going to come and squash, what we're doing, it really limits the ceiling. So I think we've got to get there to feel comfortable.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it becomes a risk proposition, right? And people aren't willing to put themselves out too far out. So yeah, Texas Blockchain Council, one of our goals and directives is to try to affect and change policy to incubate and allow blockchain companies to really grow here in Texas. Full disclosure, I'm not very savvy on the legislative side.
Good luck if you are, man. You're really going all in. I think you'd have to quit your day job.
Right. I'll leave that to the experts. I know enough to know I don't know enough, right? But we have a very, very blockchain forward government here. I mean, in fact, I actually met with Governor Abbott with TBC not too long ago. He invited us to come. That's Texas Blockchain Council. He invited us all in the room because he wanted to hear from us, what do we want to see? What would help us, you know, foster and grow the business here? And to be candid with you, you know, a large part of that is actually Bitcoin mining here in Texas. And one of the unique features we have is something called ERCOT, which is our energy grid. We're all on our own, which is good and bad because it allows for us to have on-demand pricing. So what's been really unique, especially after China banned mining, is a lot of the mining operations actually came here to Texas because we have an abundant supply of energy at a fairly cheap rate. And what they can do, it's actually really symbiotic with ERCOT in the sense that they can become kind of like our base load so that they have a predictable, you know, amount of supply being drawn. It actually lowers the cost for everybody. And then the really unique part about Bitcoin is when there's like high demand, Bitcoin miners can turn off in a matter of seconds and actually push energy back to the grid. We just had a pretty major storm, winter storm about a month ago, and they were able to do that. And it's a really unique opportunity. So we're kind of, a lot of TBC's energy is kind of going that direction right now, but specifically with my real estate and tokenization, we're trying to work on deed recording and making that a lot easier to put on the blockchain, because there's like pretty much every, you know, characteristic you can say about the blockchain. It's immutable, it's efficient, it's cheap, it's transparent. All of those things really benefit title history and recordation. So if we can just figure that out, that's a big win for the consumers, in my opinion. So right now we're spending a lot of energy in that direction. Chip, I'm sure you don't disagree with me on that.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think really we as an industry and as industry leaders, instead of pushing away from the table on these type of opportunities, we've got to embrace them. And we've got to understand that by embracing them and by bringing more tools that are going to make the closing experience more efficient, more secure, there's even privacy opportunities within that that we explored in a positive way. A lot of people now, which I do disagree with, they always link privacy, cryptocurrency with bad things. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. When we talk and we talk to people in government positions and so forth, a lot of times we actually talk about blockchain and digital currency. We don't even use the word cryptocurrency because they get, you know, it's almost like alarms or protection goes up. And I think that's just an unfortunate bias that we as a group can change. And I think a lot of this and what people like the Texas blockchain are doing is just creating a lot more information around, okay, it's not just about trading. It's not just about, you know, some people trying to make millions of dollars. It's not just about an altcoin coming out that's a meme of something. And it can be, you know, it's like my friends that are Wall Street guys are like, you're just trading Beanie Babies or something. And I'm like, no, we're actually working off of a distributed ledger system that's going to empower a whole financial institution. And you guys better start paying attention because it's going to impact you as well. Well, let's talk as we sort of wrap some things up. Talk about the future as you see it. I mean, we've touched on tokenization. We've talked about deed on the blockchain, which are all powerful elements. What else? You as an agent. So let's put your real estate broker hat on, agent hat on. There's some concerns, and rightfully so, that people have about where they fit in to that ecosystem. And is this potentially, you know, in our world, is this displacing title insurance? You know, what from the real estate mind are you looking at from the transactional side of things?
You know, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. I mean, specifically, like, you know, with our work with Tidal, I don't think it's ever going to push Tidal companies out. I think it just changes kind of the risk analysis for them, if that makes sense. But for real estate, you know, at this point, I don't ever see real estate agents being replaced by a digital process. You know, when Zillow came out, everybody was so worried that agents are going to go, you know, the way of the dodo bird. And the resiliency that we've shown as professionals has been pretty amazing. I think what it takes is, you know, you have to kind of lean into it, understand the technology, the benefits of it, and how you can leverage it to help your clients and to better serve them. I think it's just a tool in the tool belt at this point. And I truly don't see everyday people buying a house that they're going to live in forever based on just a, like maybe never even seeing the property, just, you know, just looking at it online. I don't see that. But we haven't even talked about the metaverse yet. So the metaverse is kind of a cool opportunity for real estate as well, you know, digital real estate as it is. But there's a virtual world that can help augment and facilitate, you know, real estate purchases. You know, it's going to potentially open up the globe for everybody. Like I never thought about buying a place in Italy because I'm not physically there. What if I could walk 18 proper or 8 properties with an agent in a couple of days, you know, virtual reality and get to understand a market and what I need and all those things a little bit better. Like, I just think that that's going to help bolster the experience if leveraged and harnessed properly. So, I mean, that's my opinion.
Really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I've struggled to really understand the intersection of the metaverse and real property and how, you know, as a professional, we're going to interact or bring value, you know, that's beyond the actual going in and programming and doing cool graphics and all that. So it's been tough, but you know, one thing that I am sort of disciplined myself is one, to be more open-minded about it. And two, when I sit down with my kids is, you know, that's the world that they've grown up in. And so it's, you know, I go downstairs and, you know, one of my sons is on the gaming and he's talking to all his friends and he's, you know, running through this game. And sometimes I like what I see, sometimes I don't, but that's a different story. But it's all graphics. It's all, you know, it's essentially where we're going with virtual reality and so forth. So, I mean, the facts are, is the next generation is they're already there. And so as these opportunities continue to avail themselves, they're not going to have any, you know, hesitations or there's going to be no friction of like, well, I don't want to put on a, you know, a headset or, I mean, it's going to get way with Web 3 and where things are going. Mm-hmm. It's not even going to take all that. I mean, it's sort of funny. Good point. I think it's sort of like mm-hmm. the cell phone, you know, back when I was first, I hate to admit, you know, it was sort of gunky and then you had the flip phone and, yeah. You know, now it's, you know, it's an appendage. I think it's my seventh finger.
You know? Yeah, you better not lose it because that's a moment of anxiety.
Yeah.
No, you're totally right. And I'm glad you kind of brought up that your son playing video games. Like, you know, the metaverse can be a little bit scary concept to try to understand, but it actually, if used right, it can like enhance experiences in the sense that it builds community in a very different way. Like those people wouldn't be connected in that moment without that kind of, you know, opportunity. And so it's really neat. And then, I mean, I don't know if you've heard about like Snoop Dogg, he just like recreated his mansion in the metaverse. And then he's going to he's selling off parcels around it. So you can be Snoop's neighbor for like $450,000.
And
you know, I don't think there's smell-o-vision or anything with that.
They could get it all the way to there, man. They would not have one iota of problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just some interesting things that I never would have dreamed of are coming to fruition. And it's
your USB would be your right. Well, that's fun. Well, last thing, this is what we sort of like to end on is any events that you're going to be involved in coming up that you'd like to share with the listeners to just in ways also learning opportunities that you're aware of or any suggestions, then we'll get into your contact information so people know how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. Yeah. So I don't really have anything coming up. I was just in Miami last week. That was a really big one, like per se. But the Texas Blockchain Councils, we do monthly networking opportunities and we do educational seminars, and we're just rolling those out. We try to do several a month. So if anybody's interested in networking and getting to know people and just hanging out to talk more about this, that's a great community to be a part of, and we would absolutely welcome them.
And how do they find out that information?
So Texas Blockchain Council, the website, I don't know it off the top of my head. It's real easy to Google. It's not terribly expensive to join. And it's just a lot of opportunity and just really, I mean, some movers and shakers in there. So I think, you know, we're making a big difference in the blockchain world here in Texas. It's exciting.
Yeah, I follow, like you said, on LinkedIn, and Lee Bratcher also. And just his photo ops are solid. I mean, he's like rubbing elbows with everybody. Yeah. I keep waiting for him. I'm like, okay, when is he, you know, when's Troy Aikman going to be with him? When's, you know, whomever. I mean, he's got all the powers that be, both on the, you know, political side as well as, you know, movers and shakers, and which is great, because that's really from an influencer standpoint. If you want to get, you know, we can sell and do this and that, but if you really want to break through to sort of mass adoption, influencers in this world today we live in really count.
100%. Yeah. He's definitely a wonderful leader for Texas, and, you know, just bringing all the players and parties together. And it's been a lot of fun, honestly.
And that's a science in itself.
Yeah, grateful to have them.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. You've really shared some great insight. Obviously, super passionate about the space, and it's always, I enjoy talking to people who are real estate professionals who've taken and spent the time really understanding and learning about this. And if it demonstrates to me that if we just do put in the time, that there's so much that can be gained out of it, not only knowledge, but connectivity. I mean, that, you know, you and I connected, we haven't met each other in person, but we've been connected through various means. And that would have happened without our common interests within the technology. So I value those relationships that I've been able to gain over the last couple of years.
I agree wholeheartedly. I really do. So, you know, on that note, If any agents out there want to reach out to me and just kind of pick my brain about things, I'm always available. This is an education, right? We're all in it together to move it forward. So don't hesitate.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, great stuff. We really enjoyed having you on here, and hopefully have a great rest of the spring, and we're going to sign out.